Blog Talk Radio.
Got to give the people what they want.
Welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly. You are at the right place at the right time, and I just want to take a moment to say thank you. Thank you for truly taking the time out to tune in to Progressive News Weekly, where we bring you news and information that's gathered from around the world. It's news you can use. It's news that's encouraging, inspiring, empowering, and hopefully motivating. Motivating such that you will utilize it to take some action. No talking heads here, folks. This is about ACTION. This evening, without exception, we have a program I'm excited about. It's a jam-packed program, and we have guests that are dynamically in motion. By that I mean they can only join us for a short time, but these are truly dynamic guests that I'm just plumb pleasing, proud to have on the program. So, with that said, I'm going to let you know who we're talking about right out front. We have Mr. Larry Ham. That is presuming that they're going to be able to make this, because, again, tonight our guests are all in motion. They all have meetings and commitments, but said, "Darryl, I know I made a commitment with you some time ago, so I'm going to squeeze this situation in." So, again, it's live radio, folks, but I believe every moment will be worth it this evening. As the bumper tune alluded to, that we opened up with, and if in case you don't know, if you don't know who that was, my homeboys, the OJs, talking about you got to give the people what they want. But you know, the other side of that is the people got to know what they want, and they got to know what they deserve as well. And we're going to talk about some of those things also this evening. So, we also, in addition to having Larry Ham, who hopefully will be joining us just momentarily, we're trying to get him on the airways with us as I speak. We also have Miss Shaquana West. Now, Miss Shaquana West has been on the program before. She is a motivational speaker. She is an author, a children's advocate. And she's a publicist. So she's going to be joining us very momentarily, because later in the month, she's going to be part of a panel that's going to be talking about the things that we can do individually and collectively. So she'll be just kind of popping in and joining us. And then we're going to have Mr. Bruce Butts, spoken word extraordinaire, sharing a little bit of what he has for us for our opening Black History Month program, which is tonight. And for a lot of folks, he's going to bring a real treat because he's a historian of sorts. And we're going to talk about Black history and you know, somewhat put it in perspective. So it's a jam-packed program, and it's a relatively abbreviated program. So in the past, sometimes we go a little bit later, but this evening it's going to be closing down, so a little bit earlier. So I'm just going to say hold on to your seats. Hopefully everybody can make it. Oh, and guess what? There's a special treat. We have Dr. Glenn Mendoza, who is going to be, you know, joining us towards the end of the program with just a little bonus for us, because as we all know, Dr. Mendoza is an astrologist, pranic healer, and author, one of a few pranic healers in the world. And so we're going to be talking about the full moon that's coming up in a few days and the energy that we can all utilize from that. And for those of you who are Aquarians especially, we're going to be talking about that sun energy of Aquarius and how all of us can utilize the attributes of that. So that'll be just a little closing bonus. In fact, due to Dr. Mendoza's schedule, as we know, those of you who are regular listeners, he's usually traveling. In fact, he just landed not too long ago from an overseas. I mean, he's just all over the world because he's in demand. There's only 6, 7, or 8 pranic healers in the world. So he's been traveling, just landed, and we may need to bring him on earlier in the program. So with that, we're gonna just that bumper tune is so appropriate. I'm gonna bring that back on, and give us a few minutes while we try to get our special guests all lined up for you. All right, got to give the people what they want, and people want freedom, justice, and equality. Listen, we've got Mr. Larry Hamm in the wings, and as I mentioned to you, he's traveling along with some of our other guests that are on coming on tonight, our author of children's books, Shaquana, our spoken word artist who's coming on. So we're going to get him right to the airwaves. He's traveling. We only got a few minutes with Mr. Hamm tonight, and then he'll be coming back hopefully next week or the week after, hopefully next week, and we'll get a, you know, a larger segment. But Mr. Hamm, are you there?
Yes, how are you?
Welcome back to another
good
edition
evening
of Progressive News Weekly. We have missed you. I understand you've been doing your good work with POP, People's Organization for Progress. We can't get into all the things that you've done, but I know you're traveling. In fact, are you about to receive an award or something tonight?
Yes,
Mr.
I'm here. I'm here in Somerset at a beautiful establishment called The Palace and the African American Chamber of Commerce of New Jersey is having its annual gala awards tonight. My good friend John Harmon is the president of the African American Chamber of Commerce of New Jersey, and he will be giving me the Community Service Award tonight. And I'm so honored to receive this award from him and from his organization.
Wow. Wow, fantastic. Listen, this is national in scope. We have folks in California. Shout out to them. Shout out to our folks down south in Texas. Shout out to, of course, everyone in the tri-state, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, and shout out to Midwest. So we have Mr. Larry Hamm, founder, co-founder of POP, People's Organization for Progress, a community advocate, activist organization. Can you give us a 30-second snippet of what POP is? And then I want to also just mention, because I only have about 2 minutes left with you. Mr. Hamm, are you,
yes.
I know the word is out, it's official. Are you running for office?
Yes, I am running for the United States Senate as a representative from New Jersey.
You heard it here, folks first, and maybe not first. Some of you may already know, but I know some of you didn't realize that. So we'll be here for you throughout that whole campaign. In terms of when you come back, can you talk a little bit about some of the things we need to be doing in our community
to move forward in terms of self-empowerment? Right now, the most important thing we all should be doing is registering to vote.
Okay.
We all should be registering to vote. We should be doing voter registration drives because the number one priority is to get Trump out of the White House. So we should all register to vote. The cutoff date for voting in the primary in June is in May, and then there's the June primary, and then we can start all over again. But we need massive voter registration now and in the summer, and then massive voter mobilization in the fall for the general election in November. So everybody, okay, register to vote.
Mr. Ham, Larry, I know
that
you sound like you just arrived. I appreciate
yes.
you taking
How
the
you
moment
doing?
That you did.
Good
Larry,
to see you.
Let me, Mr.
How
Ham,
doing, yeah?
let me reach out to
All
you
right.
in the next day or two.
All right.
Hopefully you can
All
get
right.
on at the top of the program next week, because I want to talk with you about community activism and the importance of it and how folks around the country can gear up and collectively do some things. Fair enough?
Fair enough.
All right,
Thank
my
you.
Brother. Peace and blessings.
Right.
Congratulations Take to you on that well-deserved award.
Thank you. Thank
All
you.
Right.
Take care.
You are
Bye.
Welcome. Take care. Now, was that brief or what, folks? We're in a whirlwind, and if you're just popping in, and I see folks popping in, the numbers are jumping up here, you already missed something, because we just had Mr. Larry Ham online with us, who is running for U.S. Senate. He's the founder of People's Organization for Progress, a grassroots community activist organization to help uplift the black community to self-empowerment, and he will be back next week. At the top of the program, when I spoke with him earlier, I know he had committed earlier in the week, but he did inform me that he was going to be running tight this evening to get to his destination. And as we heard, he's being awarded the Community Spirit Award, and that's a well-deserved award. So now, with that said, as I mentioned, we have a jam-packed program this evening. We have Ms. Shaquana West with us. We have Mr. Bruce Butts. And then, as a treat, we have Dr. Glenn Mendoza, who will be joining us as we have our monthly guest talking about the importance of understanding ourselves at a deeper level and utilizing our personal resources at a deeper level. Dr. Mendoza will be here with us to talk about some of that energy, that universal energy that we need to be more aware of, and this being Black History Month, especially as a group of people. You see, other cultures and races and creeds, they have a depth of understanding, especially our brothers and sisters in the East, you know, our Asian brothers and sisters. So we've got to catch up. We got, and I know the quickening of the awareness of this is truly exponentially growing, but we still have to grow this faster, this understanding of innate energy in order for us to achieve our goals. So he'll be coming on at the latter part of the program, and depending, because I know he's traveling, we may need to move him up. And I've talked with our guests, and they're all willing to kind of adjust as we get into our program this evening. So what I want to do now is bring on Ms. Shaquana West. Now, for those of you who did not catch Ms. Shaquana West when she was here with us some weeks or months ago, and I lose track of time, folks. She is an author. She is a motivational speaker. She's a children's advocate, humanitarian to say the least, and she's a publicist encouraging folks to bring out their personal resources through the written word. And so she's going to be on a panel, and I asked her to join us if she had time to pop in, and I see she's in studio. To just say a few words of encouragement as we go into Black History Month and talk a little bit about what she may be speaking of. I'm sure she's going to talk about her new book when she comes back. So I believe Ms. Shaquana is in studio with us right now. And we're gonna get right to, because I know she has a tight schedule. Hopefully she can stay around a little bit with us this evening. So we'll see, you know, how that's going to work out. But Ms. Shaquana West, you are live on Progressive News again. Welcome back. How are you doing?
Thank you. Good evening. I'm good. I'm glad to be back.
Yes, yes. So I know that you were able to make it out to the MLK celebration right here in Plainfield.
Yeah.
And I saw a lot of folks stopping by your booth and your picking up your new book and your book prior to that, and I didn't get a chance to spend a lot of time there, though we've talked since then, but it seems like people appreciated the talent that you are. So you'll be coming back in a couple of weeks, part of the panel, and talking about the importance of community activism and self empowerment.
Yes.
Any little tidbits you want to share with us?
I've been getting
that.
A lot of feedback about the book, mm-hmm. and I am going to be doing an author visit and reading at a preschool in Plainfield later this month. So mm-hmm. things are picking up, and I'm hoping that my message to empower children can really go widespread. I'm looking forward to speaking to children and bringing out The Warrior in Them, which is the name of the new book, The Warrior in Me. I've had a lot of great feedback about how the book makes any reader feel confident about themselves, strong and courageous, and that's exactly what I was hoping to do. So as I go around New Jersey, going to different schools, that is my message. That's my motto. Empowering children to be their best selves, using their imaginations to be creative and think and believe that they can be anything they want to be. So that's my initiative.
No, that's beautiful. That is beautiful. I'm curious. I saw the Super Bowl, and, of course, the Super Bowl was the Latin Bowl. And I'm nothing against my Latin brothers and sisters. Please don't misunderstand me. I'm keeping it real. In fact, the saying, some of my best friends are black. I'm going to go there, mm-hmm. I won't say some of my best friends, but I have associates who I feel somewhat close with who are of Latin persuasion, so that's not where I'm headed with this. I'm just keeping it real, and it was what it was, right? I mean, that's what it mm-hmm. was. Now, with that said, nothing personally against that culture and race as a whole, and hey, we all come from the same sort of similar diaspora in terms of the Latins, and I'm speaking from an African American perspective for my Latin brothers and sisters that are listening, because we have Latin brothers and sisters listening every week, and occasionally we have guests, as we do Asian and Dr. Mendoza, Filipini, and we have Caucasian. So it's not where I'm coming from. It's just that I'm African American, and it's Black History Month. So we're keeping it real, folks. All my listeners, if you want to call and comment on what I'm saying, I love the discourse. Please do so. Please do me the honor and call in and let me know your thoughts about where I'm at with this. 347-838-9142. And if you dial that number to listen in, just press 1. Myself or my engineer, Cecil, will give you the mic over the airwaves. But what I'm getting at is, I saw the halftime, and just drew a blank.
Shaquana.
No, not Shaquana. Stop. I'm talking about the lady that did the halftime show.
Jennifer Lopez. And,
Shakira.
Shakira.
It's your name. That's what threw me off, that Shaquana Shakira. I'm blaming you, right? Yeah, right, Mr. Host. Shakira. I thought Shakira did a really good job. But I didn't like the pole dancing. I'm going to be up front. And I'm not being, prudish, because I was young at one time. And, I did my thing and all of that. But I'm thinking about halftime. This is the premier, entertainment, iconic event of the year, if you will. Probably more viewers than any other program all year. I mean, just keeping it real. And we got pole dancing. And I know what you are about in terms of your advocacy for children, and especially young female children.
Mm-hmm.
They need role models.
Mm-hmm.
I keep it real with me. We don't have to agree, and as long as we're not disagreeable, and that's I have no problem having differences, because I'm here to open up and learn myself. But I just thought for that particular exposure, using that word loosely, I just didn't think at that level. Is that where our society has come? I mean,
well,
you know, we've gone a long way from Chaka Khan and Aretha and, I mean, even, you know, Prince and Michael. And I mean, is that where it's at? I want your opinion on what you think about
it. Well,
that.
If it was Janet Jackson, it would have been a problem. So
on a poll?
We definitely, well, yeah, well, she had a wardrobe malfunction with her shirt. And her
I had a real problem with that.
So, you know, they made a huge deal, and maybe it was a wardrobe malfunction. Maybe it was meant to be. I don't know, but that's too large of a scale to be as risky as these performers are being. And there are children watching. There are children in the audience, in the stadium. So I think anything can be done in taste. And if we are really uplifting our communities, we really have to be conscious of what we put out there. There's so many influences. There's so many ways that children can get information online, YouTube. The content is just inappropriate. And to put something that on a scale that large like that really just follows up with the trend, and it's not good. And it shouldn't be where we're going at this point.
Is that one of the reasons why that's your focus in terms of the motivation and the self-awareness for children and, you know, significantly for young African-American girls?
Yes.
Because of what
yes.
we're seeing in this trend? Because that was appalling with the Janet Jackson thing.
Yeah, what we're seeing, what they understand, what they're exposed to. When I was younger, I wasn't exposed to things on this scale. And now, because of social media, because of all of these digital devices and Google and everything, Alexa and Siri, you can pull up anything anywhere. And that's a problem. The content is not filtered. And so you are raising your children, but then you have to go the extra mile because society is also raising your children. YouTube is raising your children. Devices are raising your children. Siri is raising your children. All of these other influences, there has to be some kind of folk, you know, you have to bring them back to reality, and you have to kind of shelter them a little more than we are because they have too much access to the wrong content, and it's just not good.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wanted to ask you, you know, not just from the perspective of being a child mentor, from a female perspective as well, you know, just what that was about. And I'm glad that you brought out the thing about Janet, because I did not want to make this, and you know, oh, that's because Latinos are. Are you kidding me? I mean, how do you just drew another blank? The girl. The sister with the implants in her behind. I can't think of her name. She's doing commercials now. But anyway,
Nicki Minaj.
Thank you. So this isn't a Latino thing. It's not even a black or minority thing. I mean, even you got Caucasian. I mean, it's across the board. But what's bothering me is they seem to be perpetrating the worst of all cultures and putting it out there for our children.
Yeah.
And I just think it's devastating to our society as a whole. And then we wonder why you're putting all this in front of these young men whose testosterones are blowing off the chart with all the fortified food and everything else that they're taking. And then we wonder why we have mass murders all over the place.
Or why you have all these sexual assaults. We can go there. We can go even further.
Why women
with the Me Too movement. I mean, it evolved. It keeps going from one layer to the next.
Yeah, it really does. And, you know, liberal is one thing, but I think this is liberal gone out of control. So I think, as Mr. Ham said, you know, we got to get out and vote, but we better be careful to hold these left-wing, right-wingers, you know, accountable, regardless of who's in office. Because if you got a Democrat in office, that liberal, I think it's liberalism gone wild. I really do. I think that whole, and I think that what do they call it? The right wing, and the right wing with that whole conservative thing is another extreme. I mean, I just saw President award Rush Limbaugh. Is this a man that said James Earl Ray should be awarded? I mean, for what he did? I mean, so I'm saying these are two extremes, folks, that at this point we need to just be saying, stop this train. Now, in the case of what Larry's talking about, we're talking about the lesser of two evils, I'm sure. You know, that's what we're talking about, because just this Trump thing, I didn't want to believe what I heard and saw he did in national television to award this man. I mean, that's racism on steroids.
At the highest level, yeah.
Yeah. But at the same time, folks, let's be very careful on the other side, you know, what we're dealing with there. We have to hold them accountable. It's almost like being between a rock and a hard place. You know, the rock being a little bit worse than the hard place, but the hard place, we still got to be, okay, we got to check this out. Let's be very clear. I believe we have to be very, very careful what's going on. And I'm not trying to be prudish, because now I've gotten old and I had my fun when I was young, and now you want to get all strict. No. That's not where I'm coming from at all. There is no comparison to the stuff that's going on now, to the stuff that was happening broadly 40 years ago. It's just not even comparable. And when you add on social media and where cable television has taken this society, you can't dispute anyone. Any young person wants to come on, let's compare the apples to apples. Because at the end of the day, they're exposed to a whole lot more. And I think it's just spiraling out of control. And if it's not for folks like yourself, what you're doing, and you're speaking out and saying, wait a minute, hold it, you know, I'm not old and prudish, I'm just telling the truth. And I commend you, not trying to patronize, but just keeping it real for what you are doing with your efforts. And I truly thank you for that. And I'm looking forward to your panel discussion with you, and I guess there's going to be another author or two that are going to be talking about efforts that individuals can make individually to bring out their own gifts to help change things, as well as collectively. And I really am looking forward to that. So before, and if you have some time, because we got to get our next guest on, as I said, we have a shortened program tonight. So I'm looking forward to you coming back and expounding on some of the things you're talking about. But before, I would never have you, with the skills you have, come on, the talent, without sharing how someone can get access to your writings, to your readings, to your books.
Sure. I am on Instagram as Shaquana_West, and I'm on Facebook as my first and last name, Shaquana West. And then I have a website where you can see the books, sunshinepublishings.com. And both of my books are available on Amazon.com.
And the name of your books are?
The first book is This Brown Skin of Mine, and the second book is The Warrior in Me. And they're both books for children ages, I guess, anywhere from 3 to 9 or 10 years old. I've had adults read the book and say they were able to get a lesson out of the book. So I guess it's meant for children, but it's good for all ages.
I'm one of those, I'm going to tell you right now. I truly, truly enjoy the books. One more time, the name of the publishing company?
Sunshine Publishing.
And you're available on Amazon. And to be able to reach you one more time?
Instagram, Shaquana underscore West. On Facebook, Shaquana West. My website, sunshinepublishings.com.
All right, folks. Well, Shaquana, thank you. And if you have some time, stay with us, and perhaps you can comment on our upcoming guest. And we look forward
to talking with you later on.
What a pleasure.
Okay, thank you.
What a pleasure.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Well, folks, I told you to hold on to your seats. I told you we're going to be rocking and rolling tonight, getting so much in a very short period of time. So now coming to the airwaves is going to be Mr. Bruce Butts. And Mr. Butts is a spoken word artist and also a historian of sorts, which truly is something that I think you'll pleasantly, surprisingly, perhaps enjoy in terms of some of the research that he has done. So Mr. Butch is going to start off with, in tribute to Black History Month, our kickoff, some spoken word, and then we're going to just have a little bit of discourse about history from his perspective as he's been writing and reading and researching for some 20 years. So I'm sure he has some things to share. And with that said, Mr. Butts, I believe, is in studio. Mr. Butts, are you there?
Mr. Clark, I am.
All right. How have you been, Mr. Butts?
Yeah, pretty good, and yourself? Thank you for having me here today. And I hope to stimulate a little interest, you know, in my perspective, you know, of Black history, in particular the Emancipation Proclamation.
Okay. That's a topic in and of itself that too often is overlooked. I knew you'd have some golden nuggets for us. Didn't know exactly what it was going to be. You told me you had something, and I'm okay. I love surprises. Some people don't like them. It's like, I could have said, well, Bruce, I really need to know. But I said, no. You got it. I would have never guessed that one. So I'm looking forward to that. Do you have some spoken word for us you want to do first, or how do you want to rock with this?
Well, that will be the spoken word. Okay.
Ooh.
And just imagine yourself, you know, in Washington, D.C., at the steps of the Lincoln Monument, and there seated in that large marble chair is the President of the United States, Mr. Abraham Lincoln. Emancipation. And just imagine him talking to you. And he would say something to this effect: freeing the captives was never our intent. Emancipation instead of freedom was exactly what we meant. The advent of liberation was touted in their face, while we crafted new legislation so that the slavery would be verbally replaced. With great haste, each state created a new set of laws which protected the interests of the assailants, giving Africans reason to pause, because capital punishment made it illegal for Africans to read or write. Caucasians and our persuasions continued pounding and compounding their plight. A deeper insight of history will reward all research. A clearer understanding of banking and finance exposes the role of the church, perched in the conventions where the financial decisions were made. Catholics and Protestants originated the doctrine from the ground where the decisions were laid. To evade the issue of justice and ignore what was said, not knowing the truth doesn't make it right after all the blood they've shed. We led the captives to believe we had their best interests at heart, and separating themselves from our mercy would collapse their every start. Africans will need help in their present state of mind, but they can produce amongst themselves the connecting ties that bind. Time is on our side, and we have misguided their way, redirecting their energy on creating ability in pursuit of sport and play. By the way, if God is the God of justice, then who is required to pay for the destruction of their civilizations from Madagascar to Hanama Bay? Did the Bible say that the children would bear the father's sins? Or is kidnapping and torture a part of the design of Christianizing other men? Could this be a theological adaptation authorized by a divine hand, requiring his geological evacuation to twist the psychic of the emancipated man? Freedom without land is an aberration unto itself, declaring a man to be free with no land to generate his wealth. The healthy mind could embrace this task and overcome this condition and relegate it to the past as fast as they construct the tools for their own salvation. We interfere and run amok to ensure our own preservation. Their scholastic and fiduciary value continues to energize our state. And no matter how drastic or utterly bombastic, you must not hesitate. Reinstate them into the new plantation. Allow the rest to regress. And the illusion of inclusion will provide the delusion, separating them from their own success. Emancipation Proclamation.
Woo. Mm. You know, I've got to ask you, what drove you to that particular dialogue in that particular piece? Because when I hear, you know, Emancipation Proclamation, I don't know if a lot of people really, you know, really get it. We think about, you know, the Constitution, but the Emancipation Proclamation, it was at January 1st, 1863. Oh, my gosh.
Well, brother, you know.
Talk about it.
Just looking at the words themselves, you know, proclamation is an announcement, a formal announcement. And we're talking about an emancipation defined as the freeing of a child from the authority of their parent. Now, freedom is one thing, and emancipation is another. You know, the parent doesn't terminate their control and right. They just allow the child a little bit more leeway and a little bit more space. And the knuckle sandwich in this scenario was to have freedom, but to be denied land in order to do for yourself. That was the issue. So now you're in someone else's country, and you don't have the means to take care of your family. So in essence, what the vast majority of those newly freed slaves did was turned around and went back to the plantation where they had jobs, because prior to the Civil War, there was no unemployment for blacks in the South. None, zero unemployment. And as a result, though, you know, the South really did need to be rebuilt, to be reconstructed. And so some terms were arranged between the previous laborers, but it was all in favor of the landowners. But that was my motivation.
You know, just carrying on with that same dialogue discourse, and we just have a few minutes before we bring on Dr. Mendoza. I'd like to I'd like to expound on this conversation some, Bruce, in terms of where we are today. And you and I were talking the other day, and I was like, man, we are in a situation. You said, we need to be patient. You remember that? Remember why you said we need to be patient?
Well, you know, and my point was that we need to be patient, you know, because certain things you have to be prepared for when you get it. You know, like freedom, for instance. Or in this case, we've been slaves in this country longer than we've been free. And looking at those figures and those numbers, we've achieved quite a bit to have still be on this side of that equation. You know, a few more years, you know, we'll be at the halfway point.
You know what's interesting?
Have been in slavery that long. You know, we have been in slavery that long, and to have accomplished what we have in a period of time that's less than that, that's a lot of work. And then moving from a position of ignorance, you know, into the centers that we have, that's a serious accomplishment. We are moving, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's some specific things that need to be done, you know, in terms of our consciousness more than anything.
There you go. That's where I was headed.
We have the ability, but it's the consciousness. We've gone accustomed to thriving to work for others, to, as I've heard it said before, to save those who have spitefully used us.
Mm.
And we've been in that mindset since, what, 1619?
Yeah. Yeah, before the proclamation, I was reading something earlier. It's interesting that you did this on the Emancipation Proclamation. And it was on the Emancipation Proclamation, what I was reading. And I'm going to see if I can access it. Okay, yeah, it was the preliminary Emancipation Proclamation was in September of 1862. And see, I don't think our children, and frankly, I don't think even us, I don't think any African Americans are getting the amount of information that they need to get on themselves. Because that Emancipation Proclamation should be something that parents should be ingraining in their children. This is something that took place. This is part of where you've come from. Because you said it, Bruce, we've come a long way. So I must be all that. I'm thinking about what Shaquana was saying about what she's doing and why she's doing it, so that these children could understand and have that self-respect of who they really are, so that we don't have to always be looking over the shoulder as the elders, that they have a sort of self-protectionism inside of them just from knowing who they really are. So when they see something that's not who they are, they know it's not of them and it is something false coming from someone or something false. So I read the excerpts on this proclamation, and one of the statements that I found very interesting was that on September 22nd, 1862, Abraham Lincoln issued the preliminary Emancipation Proclamation, which declared that as of January 1st, 1863, all slaves in the United States, listen to this, currently engaged in rebellion against the Union shall then be thenceforth and forever free. Lincoln didn't actually free any of the approximately 4 million men and women and children held in slavery in the United States when he signed the formal Emancipation Proclamation that following January, because the document applied only to enslaved people in the Confederacy and not to those in the border states that remain loyal to the Union. So, see, it's what some people say, little things like that we need to understand. It's like Jim Crow.
Mm-hmm.
you know, separate but equal? Well, wait a minute. We need to, let's break this down into what really happened. Because the whole,
and you know, to piggyback,
what, go
a
ahead.
Little bit on what you just said. And keeping in mind that the president of the South was Jefferson Davis.
Mm-hmm.
So without him making the proclamation, it had no legal standing at that time.
Mm.
Not in the South, it didn't. Unless Jefferson Davis said it. But Abraham Lincoln said it, which was outside of his jurisdiction during that four-year period.
Time. Mm-hmm. Yep. So, I mean, these are just some of the things that that should just be part of our nature, of who we are. I mean, you can believe our Jewish brothers and sisters, they understand their culture. They understand the history. They know the details. I mean, they can probably articulate, it's probably part of their rights of manhood and womanhood. And I believe those are some things that have to happen as this world gets smaller, because it's getting smaller. I mean, you get on a computer and you online with somebody from Asia or Europe or Middle East or anywhere else. And our image, let's face it, is not a super positive one. At least it's not attempting to be portrayed as that.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can travel anywhere in the world and you're going to see some progressive blacks. And I'm using progressive not as a democratic term. I'm intentionally not veering from what I speak of when I say progressive. Don't label me or my program as democratic. And I'm not saying I'm anti-democrat. No. I'm saying progressive in the true essence of what the word means, progress. So there are progressive African Americans everywhere in the world. But if you look on the media that the United States of America projects, it ain't all that positive. We got to be the step in fetching. You don't see us, and you'll see us in some commercials. You see the commercial where we're buying the new car, and you have the couple that's getting in the car, and they're laughing, and they have the child in the back. But that's, you know, on a commercial of, you know, something with us doing our step and fetching act on a sitcom. So I think we just need to be cognizant of how we're being portrayed and
yes, sir.
What and who those in power, the power players, the money players, are putting out there as supposedly our leaders. Snoop Dogg is not a leader of mine or any child that I've ever mentored, ever. Nicki Minaj isn't either, but she and he are on mainstream. Right? Major commercials. That's what we're seeing. So as my sister Shaquana said, hey, Janet up here, you know, maybe it was a malfunction. Maybe it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be so aware, and I think it's critically important of like what you just shared with us, stimulating our minds to remember we had to be emancipated. And all these years later, less years in fact, than how long we were prior to emancipation, we got some work to do. And
yes, sir.
We need to be moving exponentially, you know, from a holistic perspective, we're in a serious deficit. It's like a pothole. I mention this a lot on the show. It's like that pothole in the yard or in the street. You know, you don't put some blacktop on it. You got to fill it first. And that means you have to exceed the deficit before you can begin to heal, because then you put the blacktop on it. After you fill it, but we got these holes and they trying to line it with blacktop and saying, it's cool, it looks pretty, it's a pretty hole. So I appreciate where you came with that, my brother Bruce, and putting you on the spot like I do so often. I really would like for you to come back regularly this month in our month of Black History and drop some more nuggets like that, if you wouldn't mind.
I would appreciate it. I'll make it a point to be available. Thank you.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. All right. We're moving right along. That was Mr. Bruce Butts talking about the Emancipation Proclamation. Now, with that said, the question is, with all of that, because as much as it's Black History Month and we need to be cognizant, and as I like to say, every month is Black History Month as far as I'm concerned on Progressive News Weekly. But we do need to have ourselves ingrained in some of those mainstream things like energy and self-consciousness that all creeds and races and genders, you know, participate in order to move themselves and their families and their cultures ahead. And that's why, you know, I constantly, you know, always make a part of my program things like the numerology or the meditation, because those are just fundamental things that I believe need to take place. Excuse me, that was my mic. But as I was saying, we were discussing earlier Black history, and you know, the beauty of that is to, you know, recognize that there was an Emancipation Proclamation, but there's a broader scope of things that we have to look at that, you know, affect all creeds, colors, races, genders, income levels. As that of energy. So regardless of where we are, and that's why I will always bring forth that concept of health. You know, like one of my favorite groups, the OJs, who I opened up with the program with this evening earlier, talking about got to give the people what they want. There's a line where they say, you know, we're all human. And the one lead singer says, you know, because at the end of the day, you'll bleed. And so with that said, you know, when you start talking about health and wellness and energy, that affects all of us. And that's a part of whatever history, whether it's a Latino history or Middle Eastern history or Black history or European history. And with that said, we have Dr. Glenn Mendoza, who's here with us this evening, to take a few moments with us. We have a very limited time this evening, and I'm hoping next month, putting him on the spot, and I'm doing so lovingly, that he'll be able to come out and give us maybe a full segment, as he does from time to time, because I know he was traveling. He was out of the country earlier. So if we can get 10 minutes out of Dr. Mendoza, we'll be so happy. And with that said, Dr. Mendoza, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Daryl. How are you?
I'm fine. Here. Thank you for taking the time out. I know you were traveling. You said, Daryl, I just got off the plane. I was like, okay, can you give us 10 minutes or so? So, Dr. Mendoza, let's get right into this whole concept of energy that we speak to every month or as many months as you're available, and how it impacts us all as a, you know, as a human race. It's like that cell tower. It doesn't matter who's holding the phone. It's there available to each and every phone. And so can you speak to that, you know, that universal energy that is available to us, and especially during this auspicious, as you say, time of the month when there's a full moon looming, and how we can utilize that energy to uplift ourselves and our loved ones?
Yes, we've spoken every month basically of meditation. And it's interesting, like meditation is becoming a common word right now, while 20, 30 years ago, it was only limited to like an Eastern or a spiritual aspect. You could probably know that most of the successful CEOs, CFOs, have basically have a meditation as part of their routine. Most of them. It's interesting. Even they just they incorporate a meditation in whatever form in their daily life. Some even use the code GEM, J-E-M. They journal an early thing in the morning. They want to do is to have a journal. Number two, exercise and meditate. I was blown away by some of. Looks like they have the same way of doing things. They have something to write their ideas and what they plan for today. They do their morning exercise. This is you're waking up at 5 o'clock or 4:30 in the morning to do these three things. Anyway, so meditation has been really an active part of a daily life. I've been meditating, I would say, since I was in my teens. Nobody told me how to meditate, so sometimes I just closed my eyes and said, what am I going to do? You know, mm-hmm. Now we have meditation that I don't know what to do. I just close my eyes. What do they do when they meditate? They just keep silent, and of course, your mind tends to move around and active while in meditation. Your mind's supposed to be in control, you know, sort of quiet. So meditation is a very important activity that most people do now. I don't know if it's an activity or a part of their routine. And we have the full moon meditation. The meditation, it's a monthly meditation. A full moon is when the, of course, the moon is full, and it's happening every month, almost every month. There are times when it happens twice a month, which is called the blue moon, and it will happen once this year, I think in October. So what happened was that during the full moon, this is what we call an auspicious time, wherein you have a lot of energy. Talking about what Daryl was saying, we come to the point of everything is energy is everything and everything is energy in whatever form you have it, on a physical level, on a relationship level, on a group level, and on a country level, in whatever form you have. That's the concept of ensoulment. When there's enough soul energy, everything seems to be flowing. So during the full moon, the energy, there's a tremendous amount of energy people should avail of. And this is done at times through meditation. So we do a group meditation, which we do, and we're going to do it on Monday. We usually do, before we do it in groups, individual groups. Now you could see people. I'm so happy. When we started this in 1994, we were just doing it every month in a hotel, in a place where we couldn't do. We have people attending, and that's just part of their lives. We've been doing it as a public service. Now you'll see people doing it globally. With the technology we have, we could even do it in over 500 people in different parts of the world, different time zones, different cultures, different religions, different philosophies. And we've done that. And I invite your guests and the listeners to attend our full moon meditation on Monday. It will be on Eastern Standard Time, or is it Eastern Daylight Time, at 7 o'clock. People could log into fullmoonmeditations.us, www.fullmoonmeditation.us, and it will tell you how to log in, some information, so you could go straight to the group meditation at that time. That's And what's the purpose? There are multiple purposes. Is number one, as I said, to avail of the intense energy for the month. It's energy. However you would look at it, it's energy. You could get energized, and you could actually feel good and relax. You could use this energy as a spiritual energy, wherein you could go deep into the meditation. You could use this to energize, because it's an energizing time of the month, and you could use this energy to energize your projects, bless your family, your homes, your business. So using this energy on a positive way, I think it's what we call the will to do good. Actually, will to do good is actually manifesting the things that we want to do, and we could do it through energy. That's the full moon meditation, which Darren wanted me to talk about.
And you said we were able to manifest. And when I think manifest, that's a creation, right? So through this utilization of energy and meditation, we're able to create, to help create, to bring about, manifest.
Yeah, there are usually goodwill. We define goodwill as we want to do something good. You know, it's like how many people, they say, I want to help children in Africa. That's just a goodwill. Will to do good is actually doing it. I'm going to Africa. I have a schedule. I'll do it in March. I'll do it in June. You're actually doing it. It's not only an idea to do. So that's a will to do good. You're actually manifesting the good things that you want to do.
Okay. One is an actionable item. All right.
Yes.
Versus...
the other one is a like or a wish. I would like to go to Africa to help alleviate the AIDS problem. So you actually join a group. I'd like to help in a mission. Some people will join a medical mission. There are different missions throughout the whole world to help those less fortunate than we are. Something like that.
With that same full moon meditation comes certain astrological attributes. Can we talk about that? For example, this
is
Aquarius.
Yes, usually the full moon. The full moon is usually timed on a what we call a sun sign. The sun sign is everybody knows. In my experience, everybody knows their sun sign, that when they were born. What are the sun sign that you have? We have 12, and these 12 sun signs usually coincide with the actual full moon. So what can we do? We absorb the positive qualities, just to jump into the topic, it's the Aquarius. This is the month of Aquarius. So the month of Aquarius, basically, going back first, Aquarius is a air sign. So people who are born from January 21 to about February 20, you know, sometimes it changes because of some signs, so plus or minus one day. So usually it's January 21 or January 20 to February 20. So that's Aquarius. And at the same time, which Darren was saying, was that the Aquarian energy is very strong because for that particular month. These are the birthdays of those who were born in Aquarius. So Aquarius being a mental sign, the positive energies are there. They could be assertive. You know, they are analytical. They are original also. They are basically an original humanitarian. humanitarian qualities, open-minded, creative, and free-spirited. They're, as I said, they're mental, so they're intellectual. They're an intellectual genius and can amaze others with their ideas. Aquarians are intellectual rebels at the same time and could express their opinions easily. So going back, the qualities, positive qualities, we just go with the positive qualities. They're open-minded, humanitarian, creative, free-spirited, and intellectual. And these positive qualities, since they are in the air or zeitgeist, is in the ether, we try to absorb them during the full moon meditation and use these positive qualities as something to absorb and probably understand and incorporate in our being to some extent.
So these are qualities during this time period that anyone, even if they're not an Aquarian, can incorporate into themselves for that time period?
Actually, that's even better, because the Aquarians, they have these positive qualities within them, so it's good for them. It will just maximize their positive qualities. But those who are not born in Aquarius, we will absorb that and incorporate that in our personality or qualities. So Aquarius thinks for themselves and likes to keep an open mind, as I said, about things. They're independent thinkers. They don't like to judge a book by its cover and always want to keep an open mind. Those are the things we wanted to absorb. These are the positive qualities of Aquarius.
So then, during this time period, how long is it from the 21st through the 20th that we're able to utilize these qualities, or is there a peak?
The peak is actually during the full moon when we could tap it. But as I said, Aquarius is the time for Aquarius is actually they started already in January and extends to I think it's January 20. I am not sure. To tell you frankly, I'm not sure. I think it's probably January 20 to February 21, if I remember. January 20 to February 18 or 20. I'm not sure, but around that time, plus or minus 2 days, because it's a cusp. And these are the those who were born during Aquarius are basically born in this time, and those who are in the cusp, that means in the both cusp, either in before Aquarius or after Aquarius, they have both qualities. So sometimes those are good.
Can you, and again, our time is short this evening, but can you possibly consider when you're coming back to talk a little bit more about the energy piece as it ties in with health, and also talk a little bit more about your book, Better Person Mindset, which I think this world needs so much of today?
Yes. Actually, just to tell the group, and we mentioned this already, the second book came out a couple of weeks ago on January 6th. We were leaving out of the country, and it came, the actual book itself is there. So it's one of the things we could discuss. My first book written a couple of years ago was Better Person Mindset. You know, what's I was thinking of writing a book as for a long time already. How can we become a better person? So I have that, but I'm more enamored with a new one called Spiritual Truths. It's like unveiling spiritual truths. Example I would like to tell your listener was that the Lord Jesus was asked by his disciples, how come you talk to other people in parables? He said, I speak to them in parables because they see but see not, and hear but hear not, and they do not understand. So what happened, what the Lord Jesus was saying, there are different levels of truths, especially spiritual truths. And depending on the level of development of a person or maturity of a person, they'll be able to tap into the spiritual truths. And this is true in all religions. I describe it into the five major religions. Number one, which is Christianity, is the biggest one. Then we have Islam as the second. And then we have Hinduism, and we have Buddhism. Then I included the Judaism at the same time. So levels of truth and understanding, this spiritual levels of truth are true for all religions at the same time. And I talked about one of the in exciting things is to talk about the subconscious mind. We talked about the subconscious mind, the conscious mind, and the superconscious mind, and how it's related to our development, and other things also in the chapter. So those are the exciting part of the books that we have. Actually, as I told Daryl, I just came back from out of the country, so I'm just trying to see, get the physical hold of the book itself.
Oh, boy. So I'm looking forward to that, that review. Will it be available in, you know, the major sources, Amazon and or Barnes & Noble?
Actually, it's in the Amazon.com now. Amazon.com,
okay.
Spiritual Truths by Glenn Mendoza, MD. So that's
okay.
In Amazon. I just got a text just during when we were talking that it's already available in Amazon. And I would encourage those who have read it to write the review and see where we are from there.
Excellent. I will certainly be one of them. I'm looking forward to that. Dr. Mendoza, I appreciate you just coming off the plane and haven't even really had a chance to kind of recover and pull things together, being out of the country and still spending a few moments with us this evening. I can't thank you enough for your compassion for the world and what you do with the worldwide meditation. Listeners, if you haven't participated, you really need to take a time out and participate with this worldwide meditation. You'll be uplifted. You'll learn more about meditation. And Dr. Mendoza always does a discourse on some given topic as well. It's more of a treat in addition to the meditation. And you can get there, as Dr. Mendoza mentioned, through Full Moon, www.fullmoonmeditation.us. And it's so easy. When you type in fullmoonmeditation.us, it takes you right to a web page that allows you to get in. And it's not just audio, it's a video meditative site. So, Dr. Mendoza, thank you again. If someone wants to get information, and we didn't even get into pranic healing this evening, so we're going to have to talk more about that when you come back, because that's a whole other area of importance that people need to understand in terms of utilizing some of this same energy for the purposes of actually healing on all levels. We've been talking with Dr. Glenn Mendoza, master pranic healer, one of only 7 or 8 in the world, astrology specialist, humanitarian, author, and we're going to be looking for your new book. I'm certainly going to be looking for it in the next day I'm really excited about it. From what you've given us a little glimpse of it with Spiritual Truths. So, Dr. Mendoza, if someone wants to learn something about pranic healing, where would can you give your website?
PranicHealingUSA.com, www.pranic, P-R-A-N-I-C, healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, USA.com.
PranicHealingUSA.com. Send me an email to Daryl_CLA18@MSN.com or progressivenews@MSN.com, and I'll certainly direct you to where you can get more information about pranic healing and what Dr. Mendoza is doing. Dr. Mendoza, thank you. Peace and blessings to you and the family, and I will look forward to talking with you again so we can expound on some of the things, the wonderful and good things that you're doing for humanity. God bless. All right, folks. Well, that concludes another edition of Progressive News Weekly. We have been talking with Dr. Glenn Mendoza, Mr. Bruce Butts, Ms. Shaquana West, and, of course, Mr. Larry Lawrence Ham, all of which will be joining us in the near future. So that beckons for an outstanding Black History Month. Tell your friends, I encourage you, about Progressive News Weekly and what we're doing. Let's expand this platform, folks, so that we can truly make a difference, because there's power in numbers. And we're love-based, universally love-based. That's that universal God that crosses all religions, all races, all creeds and genders and the like. And so let's do this in 2020, folks. Let's make it happen. You are the difference that we all seek. Bring your gift out. And by the way, happy Valentine's Day week is coming up, so we're going to have to do something special next week for that as well. Peace and blessings to you and yours. And, well, you know, I'm just going to close out with something that is, I think, just kind of peaceful, but yet powerful. It's called Masterpiece by Grover Washington. God bless.